213. The Whiskey Insurrection, 1794. The increasing expenses of the government made new taxes necessary. Among the new taxes was an internal revenue tax on whiskey. It happened that this tax bore heavily on the farmers of Western Carolina and Western Pennsylvania. The farmers of those regions could not take their grain to the seaboard because the roads were bad and the distance was great. So they made it into whiskey, which could be carried to the seaboard and sold at a profit. The new tax on whiskey would make it more difficult for these Western farmers to earn a living and to support their families. They refused to pay it. They fell upon the tax collectors and drove them away. Washington sent commissioners to explain matters to them, but the farmers paid no heed to the commissioners. The president then called out 15,000 militiamen and sent them to Western Pennsylvania under the command of Henry Lee, governor of Virginia. The rebellious farmers yielded without fighting. Two of the leaders were convicted of treason, but Washington pardoned them, and the conflict ended there. The new government had shown its strength and had compelled people to obey the laws. That in itself was a very great thing to have done.